I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. A toddler dies in a sweltering car. The question is, was it murder? Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. Every year, hundreds of parents leave their children in hot cars. And this year, according to the advocacy group Kids in Cars, 14 children have died, including 22-month-old Cooper Harris. That's Cooper right there, left in the back of an SUV on a broiling hot Atlanta area day. The vehicle parked outside the daycare center at his father's workplace. Justin Harris never took him inside when he went in. By late that afternoon, Cooper was dead. Now, if that were all there is to the story, it would be horrible enough, but again, sadly not unheard of, a dead child, a grieving, heartbroken, but clearly negligent parent. And perhaps that's all that Justin Harris was, a tragically negligent parent on that day. Thousands of people think so. The authorities, though, think otherwise.
The Cobb County Medical Examiner believes that the cause of death is consistent with hyperthermia, and the investigative information suggests the manner of death is homicide.
Well, information, he says, supporting a murder charge against the father, Justin Harris. Victor Blackwell reports tonight.
Early Wednesday morning, exactly 1 week ago, Justin Ross Harris was seen at this Atlanta-area Chick-fil-A. The newly released arrest warrant says after breakfast, Harris was seen strapping his 22-month-old son, Cooper, into his car seat. He drove less than a mile away to this Home Depot store support center where he works as a web designer. Normally, Harris takes Cooper to a daycare center on site, but not on this day. Instead, Harris headed inside the office and left his toddler in his rear-facing car seat in the back in the blazing Georgia sun. Investigators say Harris returned to the SUV at lunchtime, opened the driver's side door, and placed something inside. He then closed the door and walked off. The temperature outside hit 88 degrees that afternoon. The temperature inside the SUV potentially exceeded 130 degrees. Cooper was likely already dead. The arrest warrant says at 4:16 that afternoon, the end of the workday, Harris returned to the SUV and started the drive home. 7 minutes later, and about 2 miles down the road, Harris screeched into this parking lot.
Hopped out of the driver's seat, opened the back door, pulled his child out, laid him on the concrete, tried to resuscitate him.
But little Cooper was dead. Patrol officers were in the area when the 911 calls came in.
Medical personnel arrived on the scene to determine that the child apparently had been in the automobile, the father's automobile, since about 9 o'clock this morning.
Harris told police he'd somehow forgotten to drop Cooper off at daycare that morning.
You could feel his sorrow and his hurt because of the situation.
He just screamed, "What have I done?" loudly. Obviously, it was a bit dramatic, you know, hands in the air, looking up towards the sky. "What have I done?" type of thing.
But police say it was all an act. When officers asked Harris basic questions about his story, they say those answers just did not make sense. Then police say Harris cursed and screamed at them. They took him to police headquarters, questioned him further, and ultimately charged him with cruelty to a child and felony murder.
He's fully aware of what he's charged with, and he'll be entering a plea of not guilty at this time.
More than 10,000 people signed an online petition urging the district attorney to drop the charges.
I think it is impossible for this to have been intentional. There's no way it would have been intentional, especially from the father's reaction.
But investigators disagree. A Cobb County sergeant tells CNN, "What I know about this case shocks my conscience as a police officer, a father, and a grandfather. Now, what investigators want to know is why."